2 Corinthians chapter 1, shall we? 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This evening I'm going to speak on the God of all comfort. Because he does want to comfort you. The reason folks get into so much trouble at times is because they aren't sure or doubt it, and they try to find their comfort someplace else. And there's a lot out there to comfort you. As we even saw in the temptation in the Garden of Eden, the devil tried to comfort them with some words that were not God's words. And it wasn't the right comfort, and it didn't have the same right results then, did it? And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says in verse 3, Paul speaking, of course, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort." Amen. He can comfort you every way you need comfort, regardless of the circumstances. "Who comforts us in all our tribulations." So there's nothing we can go through where he cannot comfort you and doesn't want to. "That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." In other words, people who can comfort others are folks who have received comfort.
Yeah.
Show me someone who has no sympathy, empathy, care, ability to give anyone comfort, then I'll show you someone who is comfortless. "For us, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so also consolation also abounds us through Christ." And that, by the way, is a very important principle. To the degree you suffer, you should also have received a consolation, an abounding consolation from Christ. So if you're suffering out there somewhere and you have not received consolation from Christ, there's actually consolation out there for you to receive. You haven't picked up yet. Did you see that there?
Yes.
"As the sufferings abound, so also the consolation abounds." So it's there. It is there. "Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same suffering, which we also suffer." We say, "I'm going to help you because I've been comforted with the same comfort I got from God." Or "if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation." This thing goes around. It's the gift that you keep on passing around. "And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also will you be partakers of the consolation." So folks suffer, you say, you're going to partake of suffering, you might as well settle it, but there's a consolation there, and you ought to actually surround your people who have received their comfort from God so they can give you something worth receiving. And I wasn't going to read the rest of it, but you should see this poor man's list of problems. "For we," verse 8, "do not want you to be ignorant about brethren." Again, I'm not trying to tell you get some comfort from God, and I didn't get any. Don't be ignorant of my troubles. Like I came to this table perfect and you're the only one with troubles.
Yeah.
He said, "Which came to us in Asia, that were beyond, we were burdened beyond measure." Couldn't measure how burdened we were, and it was above our strength. More we could handle, man. "So that we despaired even of life." He said, "I got so low that I wanted to die. I'd had enough is enough. I want out of here. I've gone past what I can take." "Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves." And I don't believe that was Rome's sentence of death. He had the sentence of death inside him. "I'm dead. I can't take any more." Why? Why did we get this? He says that we should not trust in ourselves, but God who raises the dead. He says sometimes you've got to get to the place in the trouble you're going through. You say, "My God, you're going to have to raise this baby or it's going to stay dead in the crib." And that's me we're talking about. "Who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us." In other words, God's comfort is always there. It was there yesterday. It's there right now when you need it. And that comfort will be there tomorrow. And he said, you help me with your prayers. So prayer does help comfort folks. But you've got to have the goods to get the comfort. And so forth and so on.